The vehicles have proven to be increasingly popular with hunters. The DNR's ATV Safety Administrator Gary Eddy says operators might run into paths that they're not used to taking.
They're going to come across obstacles such as stumps or steep terrain or loose gravel or leaves that they're not expecting. So pay attention to safety is of utmost importance.
He says even in the woods, hunters should wear helmets. Eddy says sometimes hunters get lax about wearing helmets. He says a low-hanging branch could do serious damage to a person without a helmet. Another reminder is to keep the deer rifle unloaded as you head to your hunting spot. He says hunters sometimes overload an ATV.
That's either with too many people on it in areas where it causes instability with handling, or they end up successfully harvesting a deer and then trying to transport it out either on the front rack or back rack of their ATV, again, really causing a lot of instability there, and we've seen some rollovers with that.
He says roadway use is highly restricted. Make sure the road has been legally open to ATV travel by local authorities. Open roads are marked with ATV route highway signs. Eddy says be sure you know who maintains the land and that you would like to use, and if ATV-UTV operation is allowed. More information on the DNR website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.